go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We have been visiting for this full hour with Rahim Kassam about issues of great concern, certainly to him and I think to any of us who love freedom, who love this country most especially. And Rahim, I wanted in closing in our last segment with you to talk about what your research has told us about the presence in our own country of, if not actual no-go zones, certainly incipient ones, and whether on the basis of what your research has told you about what's been happening in Europe, there's anything to be done about them.
Well, the wonderful thing about the United States, the reason I truly fell in love with it, Frank, is that you could go to almost anywhere in the country, even the swamp downtown Washington, D.C., and you would see the American flag hanging on just so many buildings. You couldn't move for the idea that there was a distinct American identity and distinct American culture. We're seeing that whittled away now. And it's very important that you talked about this nexus between the socialist left and radical Islam, two groups who you wouldn't necessarily think will get along together, but they believe my enemy's enemy is my friend, and so they want to pull this stuff down. They'd rather replace the American flag with the LGBT flag, or better yet, no flags at all. And so when I visited America for the first time by myself over 10 years ago, that's what I saw, and now I see a vacuum being created, and that vacuum is being filled. So this leads us down to local communities, and I will give you the example of Hamtramck and Dearborn in Michigan, which are two places that I spent a lot of time in doing research for this book. Hamtramck is a city 2.1 square miles just to the east of Detroit. It has, within those 2.1 square miles, 17 mosques operating now. And by the way, the Muslim population in that area is still not in majority. It's about 40 to 45% at the last check. And even though they're not in the majority, the place is turning into, it's what I saw in Europe 15 years ago. It's the starting point of a no-go zone. This is where even the New York Times had to admit that there was the Islamic call to prayer, the adhan, being played out onto the streets. And one local resident in 2004 said, exercise your religion if you like, but please don't force me to hear five times a day that your God is better than mine.
I'm so glad, just to interrupt for 1 second, this point about it's not just that God is great, as we're often told, but Allahu Akbar does speak to the idea that Allah is greater than everyone else's God. Yeah, supremacism, in a fine point.
And just nearby in Dearborn, I decided on a whim to walk into the Arab American Museum. This is a museum that is funded, and they openly state it, by the Saudi government, by Saudi Aramco, and by the local corporations, the big job providers, the Lear Corporation and the Ford Corporation. In that museum, you go downstairs and there is an entire wall dedicated to what they call Palestinian nationalism. On that wall, people are encouraged to leave messages as to why they are Palestinian nationalists. Now, can you believe that most of the messages are not pro-Palestinian messages, they are anti-Israel messages. They are anti-Semitic messages. There are cartoons that have been commissioned on the walls that portray Israeli soldiers as demons, ghouls, and goblins. This is being paid for by both the Saudi government and local American corporations. So when you ask what's going on in your countries, that is just a taster.
It is doubly concerning because that's not an isolated problem. I think what you've documented in no-go zones, Rahim, is it is a foretaste of what the Sharia supremacists have in mind for us. So, Rahim, just again, to drill down on some of this, is there a halal food issue in this country? Are there rapes taking place here at the hands of these Sharia supremacists, this taharush phenomenon of people engaged in sort of physical groping and other sexual improprieties with women passersby? Are there other examples of misogyny and so on that you've associated quite properly with the spreading of these enclaves and the culture that they foster over there, but happening here as well?
Well, let's look at this for a start. The Center for Disease Control recently came out and said that up to 500,000 girls in the United States are now at risk of female genital mutilation. We've seen the first cases of it emerging in Livonia, again, in Michigan, not so far from Detroit.
First cases to be prosecuted, I think it's important to add.
Well, exactly. And that exactly leads me onto what I was just about to say. That's the first we've heard of it. And in a nation as large as the United States, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot longer. It's going to be a lot harder to figure out whether these other things are going on. In a small country like the United Kingdom, it took decades for us to realize what was going on to young girls in these communities. And so if it is happening here, you're going to have to really root it out. They're very careful about it. They're very cautious about it. And the political authorities, especially in Democrat neighborhoods, in Labour Party neighborhoods in the United Kingdom, for instance, are very good at covering these things up because they know it impacts their voter base.
Yeah, indeed. And their political prospects increasingly. And so as you are assessing these things, and again, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your willingness to risk physical harm, to go inside the wire, if you will, of these kinds of communities and to cast a practiced eye, to be sure, but an objective one on what is happening. And in so doing, to give us a report of the place we find ourselves on this trajectory. And as you've looked at Hamtramck, and as you look at Dearborn and San Bernardino and some of these other places, where at the very least there now is a Muslim Brotherhood, often Saudi-funded mosque, that has become a kind of incubator for this Sharia supremacism and the jihadism that it spawns, how would you characterize the state of this phenomenon in America at the moment?
Ascendant. Ascendant. They are experiencing zero pushback at the moment from the political powers that be, and I'm afraid even this administration, the Trump administration, is dropping the ball on this issue. The H.R. McMasters and General Mattises of the world, and the Ivanka and Jared Kushners of the world want nothing to do with this tough fight. They're interested only in their popularity and their legacies, and unfortunately that is leading to this fostering significant way. They start, as you say, as community centers. Then they become masjids, and then they have attached to them, which are mosques, and then they have attached to them seminaries and schools. And there is plenty of examples about how it starts, how these places are seeded, and how they grow. And nobody is watching for how these neighborhoods are almost irreversibly changing. Because as you know, in Europe, the demographic shift is extraordinary in these places. The birth rates are extraordinary in these communities. Why? Because they're welfareists. They're sitting at home pumping out children, while the rest of us underwrite them with our taxes. This for me, you say going into these areas and risking my personal safety. I couldn't care less, honestly, quite frankly, about my personal safety. There is the safety of Western civilization at stake here, and it goes beyond you, beyond me, beyond anybody in this audience. This is far bigger and far and worthwhile every single effort to combat it.
We have to leave it at that, but what a splendid note to leave it on, Rahim Qassam. This is a call to all of us to rise to this challenge, to do our duty. My old boss Ronald Reagan used to talk about existential threats to freedom, and this is the face of it in our time. It's not just the violent jihadists. It's the civilization jihadists. It's those using demographic techniques. It's those using supremacist and separatist activities like you've documented in no-go zones, how Sharia law is coming to a neighborhood near you. Rahim Qassam, thank you for this tremendous public service as well as the call to arms and for spending a good hour with us. We appreciate it enormously. We'll look forward to talking with you very soon. In fact, on Breitbart tomorrow, I suspect. But in the meantime, stay well, my friend, and keep up this great work. Buy the book, folks, No-Go Zones. Until we talk tomorrow, this is Frank Gaffney.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.